Go Into All the World by Maria Fontaine.
Some years ago, Peter woke up one night with severe heart pains, and during a period of 4 hours, he experienced times of excruciating pain. I held him in my arms as we continually prayed. After a time of crying out desperately to the Lord, I asked Peter if he thought maybe the Lord wanted to speak to us, as I thought that the Lord might want to encourage him in his distress. Unexpectedly, the message the Lord gave to us was of how his heart was pained many times over because of the millions who had never heard of his love and had an opportunity to come to him. He reminded us of the spiritual agony of the millions of people who sit in darkness, never having seen his light or known his truth. Following is the message the Lord gave. My heart is pained for those who are lost and brokenhearted. My heart grieves for the war-torn and the weary, and those who thirst in the desert, and those who freeze in the cold and seek for warmth and love. My heart aches and breaks for these lost ones for whom I gave my life. My heart yearns for the lost and for the lonely, for the hurting and for the sick, for the dying, and for those who do not know me, who are searching for truth. I long for them to enter into my kingdom, but they must hear of me and my word if they are to receive me. And how can they receive my word and know the truth that will set them free unless someone shares it with them? My word is the light that will shine in the darkness to heal broken hearts and lives and to quench their thirst so that they will never thirst again for truth. So many people in the world hurt and suffer and their hearts ache, and the void of their heart is not filled with me because they have not heard my word and experienced my love and learned of the eternal life I offer them. I see their hearts and I know that they suffer and in need of my word and truth. So I have commissioned each of my followers to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the calling that I have given, to preach the gospel, to share the good news, to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up their wounds, to give them the oil of gladness. And this is the fast that I have chosen, that you pour forth your bread to the hungry and your water to the thirsty, that you share your light and your love with the lost and the lonely, that you give them the direction that you have been given, that they may find the way. Share the good news of salvation with the lost. Preach the gospel. Give and it shall be given unto you. I have poured forth my love in abundance to you. Be faithful to share this love with those who have yet to hear and learn of me. Do not allow yourself to become secluded in your blessings, but look outward to those who suffer and thirst for the truth and are desperate and spiritually impoverished without my word and truth. Freely you have received, freely give. Give, and it will be given to you in great measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I will pour forth my love to you, and I will give you my anointing as you preach my gospel and share my love. Maria, the Lord's heart breaks for the lost, for those he died for in such agony, who still have not had the opportunity to hear of God's great sacrifice of love for their eternal salvation and forgiveness of sin. And so he continues to weep and yearn for those who still do not yet know him. Will you go to the rescue of the lost ones everywhere in the world who are dying in anguish of spirit, with tortured hearts and minds because they do not know Jesus? He needs each of us to do our part to reach them, and he has commissioned us to be his ambassadors. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Here's another message received in prophecy about our Great Commission. Preach the gospel to every creature everywhere in the world, for this is the Great Commission that I have given to my disciples. The world lies in confusion and darkness. Bring the light of my word to those in darkness, so that they can see the light that shines into the darkest places. Share the message in the ways I lead you to, in the place where I have called you, in your part of the world, in your city, your community, your neighborhood. Do your part to bring others into my kingdom, for I died for every person, that they may have the opportunity to believe and live with me forever. Do not be afraid to step out and share the good news, for there is nothing to fear when you are in my will and obeying my call to be witnesses to me through the power of my Spirit. Follow me day by day, step by step, in sharing my gospel in your part of the world. Be faithful and willing to be a conduit of my Spirit and love, to bring the water of my word to those who are hungry and thirst for truth. Be attentive to the voice of my Spirit, and let me lead you to those who will receive my word with joy. As you are faithful to share the good news with others, I will bless your witness and make it fruitful. Maria, I'm encouraged how the Lord calls each of us to share the good news and bring people to salvation. Some people are called to do so in one place and others in another, but we are all called to reach people right where we are. It's wonderful how He has called each of us in our unique situations, and He has a calling for us wherever He has placed us. And if we seek Him, we can trust that He will show us what approaches and methods to use in our particular situation. As David wrote many years ago, the greatest thing we can teach our new disciples and children, and each new generation has to learn for itself, is to follow God and hear from Him fresh every day. Moment by moment, learn something new every day, because only God is way out there in front and knows what's going to happen and is able to lead you and guide you and show you what to do. We are called to be men and women of prayer and faith and of listening to and following the voice of God. Let's be prayerful and listen to the Lord's voice in His word through the brethren, the still small voice in our hearts and in prophecy, and continue to follow Him fresh day by day. God bless you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.